Episode number 231.
You know, I wake up every morning at 4 a.m. and I'm always learning something outside of my own business because knowledge is power, and knowledge is the ingredients you use to find those opportunities that may or may not exist.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I'm fired up today. And after this show, you're probably going to be more fired up too and want to eat an Everbowl with my boy and our featured guest today, Jeff Fenster. Jeff, are you ready to be real?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here today.
Absolutely, my man. Excited to have you on the show. Jeff, in case you guys wanted to know a little bit more, outside of being the founder and CEO of Everbowl, he is also a serial entrepreneur, a speaker, an investor, and a mentor. So my man is busy. And his business is an ever-evolving and growing business right now in Southern California. Also, I see projected locations in Arizona, but just an ever-evolving business. Excited to have you on the show today, Jeff. Like I do all the guests, how's your day going today?
I mean, TGIM, man. I'm excited. I'm fired up. The weekend's over. We can all get back to work.
Yeah, I love that. TGIM. As we're all going through, you know, somewhat of a mini hell right now with our businesses evolving. I mean, I'm in the advertising business. We're taking hits left and right as we can't really charge our clients if they're not in business or not able to operate right now. It's not ethical, you know. So there's just a lot of things going on in our business. And then a lot of businesses are evolving. Like I see with you guys and a lot of the restaurant businesses is they're finding out that, hey, people are willing to do to-go. People are willing to do more drive-in, you know, pick-up. And maybe like I saw in you guys' case, you guys are doing these the frozen base, you know, where they basically get to make their own bowl, you know, and you send them all the great base that you provide. So you're evolving, right? So that's probably one of the biggest, if you want to call it, things probably going right now is, you know, trying to evolve your business. But that gets That gets me into your business. Tell us a little bit more about Everbowl. Tell us a little bit more about the business.
Sure. I mean, Everbowl sought out to basically solve the eating crisis in America. You know, after my previous business ventures, I really wanted to chase my biggest passion, which is health and wellness, and really understand why we're killing ourselves in America with heart disease, stroke, obesity, and cancer, when you realize that over 80% of these diseases that are hitting us are lifestyle choices. About 20% is genetics, but 80% is because we just don't move our bodies and we don't eat right. Right. And the question is, why are we not eating right? And then you look at fast food industry, and it's the biggest industry, you know, in America in the QSR space. And you look at the average American and you understand. And what I did is I peeled back the onion and I figured out what are the four excuses, or I didn't know how many at the time, but came up with the four excuses that the average American makes to why we don't eat a healthy choice or make a healthy choice. And it either costs too much to eat healthy, or we think it does. It doesn't taste good, or we say that. It doesn't fill us up and leave us satisfied, or we just can't get it and we're busy and we got to make a quick stop. So I built Everbowl to solve those four excuses and really disrupt the QSR fast food market by providing stuff that's been around forever, healthy options that are affordable, filling, delicious, and accessible, and having a ton of fun doing it and understanding that we want to be healthy. We need some help. And so that's really what Everbowl was. But I want to take actually a step back to what you just said about how businesses are all going through a little hell right now. And, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, someone who's had some successful businesses and successful exits and some failures along the way, you know, I've had 14 companies over the last 12 years. And what I've understood and what I want to part to your audience is the key to being an entrepreneur running your own business is being change ready and understand that tomorrow is always going to be different than yesterday. And that's been going on since hundreds and hundreds of years ago, back before the railroad, back before, you know, Rockefeller, back before Edison, back before Carnegie, back before all of them. Business has always changed and you have to adapt. And whether it's BlackBerry versus Apple, whether it's Xerox versus DocuSign and online scanning, whether it's the wagon sales before, you know, Ford and the Model T, there's always going to be catastrophic changes. And if you're just sitting on doing what you always did and not trying to evolve your business and not being nimble and adapt, you will eventually go extinct. And you can look at any type of industry, whether it's business or even leaders and world powers and countries that ran the whole world back in the old history books. When you don't adapt to the changes that are occurring, you lose. And so it's very important that entrepreneurs and business owners out there, I don't care if you're small and I don't care if you're big, that you're always adapting and recognizing that things are changing. And so skate to where the puck's going to be and evolve your business, and don't just do what you did yesterday thinking it's going to work tomorrow. And that worked even for me. I mean, we've been in business only 3 years. I've opened, 28 restaurants. We're in a couple states. We're in San Francisco to San Diego. We're in Arizona. We had 28 open restaurants 7 weeks ago. Then coronavirus hit on March 19th and I had to shut down all 28 stores.
Wow.
And while my competitors were like, oh shit, we're out of business, you know, what we did is we huddled and we said, okay, we can't open our doors right now. What can we do? Oh, right. The internet's not going anywhere. Direct to consumer's not going anywhere. People need food and they just need to order it online. What can we do? So we came up with a concept called Later Bowls, where we basically take our frozen vases and we ship them to you over and we overnight them to you on dry ice when they arrive. You can order a 7-pack or a 15-pack box and we'll give you some dry toppings. And then now in your freezer, you can open it and have access to real quality superfoods in our bowls anywhere in the country. So two things happened from doing that. Number one, we generated daily sales while our stores were closed and we kept ourselves afloat. And number two, now that we've opened 20 of our 28 restaurants back, as we're starting to get into phase two and phase three of the reopening of the society, if you will, we've now created a new revenue stream for ourselves that we're going to double down on. Mm. We're now able to, instead of me saying to you, oh yeah, I'm only in California and Arizona.
Right.
Well, I'm selling bowls to New York, Florida, DC, Texas, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Idaho. I mean, if you look at the states we've shipped bowls to, you know, we haven't hit all 50 yet, but I can tell you there are now Everbowl customers in 20, 25 states where 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, I had Everbowl customers in 2 states.
Wow.
So what looked like hell turned into, you know what? A day at the beach. Just there's no water.
An opportunity,
that's right,
baby.
That's
see,
right.
He saw the big wave. He saw the big kahuna coming right there. It was like, oh, shit. We all got stuck on Zoom at home. Now we're going to want some Later Bowls at home to be healthy. Stay at home. Hey, you're going to be eating something healthy, hopefully. And also it comes to you, because I think that's the hugest point about food nowadays. Obviously, as we know, going to the grocery store is even creepy. All these people with masks and all that shit. I mean, it's just a weird feeling. So anything,
it is. And you
delivery,
need to keep your immune system strong, right? So you're going to eat at home. So why not eat something healthy? Why not have that healthy option at home that's affordable?
Wow.
So that's what we did. I recommend your listener, please give us a try. Go to shop.everbowl.com or go to everbowl.com and click on Later Bowls and give it a try. And let me know what you think and shoot me a message. If you don't like it, I'll refund you.
Wow. That's amazing. He's going to refund you guys. It's a winning deal. It's a winning deal. Yeah. You're going to get the food for free if you don't like it. You know, that's a good business.
It's
owner
impossible.
Right there.
By the way, it's impossible. You won't.
It's impossible.
Like it.
I know. Yeah. Cause I mean, usually good stuff that obviously you've built a business has 28 restaurants around the same idea. I mean, it's going to be a success no matter what. But I think that's just so fabulous, Jeff, that you guys really leaned into the opportunity and said, oh shit. Well, you know, now we're, you know, we can actually deliver this thing to more places than we, you know, maybe even realized. And then maybe that, you know, people are going to be looking for this stuff online and help their options. And now, you know, organically, people are going to just find you looking for these kind of products, right? I mean, looking for stuff that can get shipped to them in different states outside of where you're at. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And what happened was actually a fun fact in, we're going to be on QVC with it. So,
you know,
leveraging relationship capital. Yep. June 16th, we're going to be airing on QVC.
That
should really open up the rest of the country to us. And, you know, these kinds of opportunities come when everyone else is thinking and acting like a victim. So, you know, it's really important that when you get punched in the mouth or you get your ass kicked or your business and you feel like you're drowning, spend 5 minutes, have a pity party, and then get up, stop being a victim, and figure out how you're going to move forward. And whatever you need to do, you do it, right? So that's what's key. And that's what's key right now as we're all dealing with the coronavirus. I don't care what business you're in. There's an opportunity if you spend the time to find it.
So
might have to change your business.
Right. Yeah. So you could probably having more people doing shipping and fulfillment and things like that now that you never expected.
Of course.
But at least
there's so much opportunity. I mean, you think about the 2008 financial crisis and we got Airbnb and Uber out of that.
Right.
So,
there's
opportunity. You just got to find it. And it's important that you look within your business and within your industry and say, okay, what are we doing? What can't we do? And what can we do? And then start making movements. And, you know, one of our core principles, our core values is Kaizen, to get 1% better every day. So set a micro goal, which is by the end of today, you're going to do something that's going to move the needle 1%, and just keep doing that on a daily basis. 30 days go by and with compound interest, you're up pretty good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So when you look at, when you were looking at it, that's what you would go through. You ran through like, what are we doing now? What can't we do? And then what was the last one? What are we doing now? What can't we do? And then what was the very last
what
one?
What can we do? What are we doing? What can't we do? And what can we do? And I said, okay, we can't have customers come in our restaurants. Okay. So that we were a restaurant chain. We can't have customers come in our restaurants, but customers still need to eat.
Right.
What can we do? So I looked around and I looked at what, you know, Daily Harvest and all these direct to consumer companies are doing, selling, sending food through the mail. And I'm like, right. Well, the mail is going to work for me too.
Right.
Dry ice is available to me too. I have all the food. Mm. I have a brand. I have the recipes. Customers like it. I have thousands and thousands of customers coming into my stores every day. So I already have proof of concept.
Right.
So now what? I need to spin up a website. Okay. Shopify.com. 24 hours later, I have a website. Amazing. Okay. I need to advertise. Well, Instagram, Facebook, and Google. Right. Easy. Those platforms are still available to me. Phenomenal. So I now can spin up a website. I can advertise on the platforms that everybody is. And I can leverage the fact that I've spent 3 years building a brand. And I can use my 200,000 pre-prepared recipes that were ready for my restaurants to deploy on here. Wow. And I can do it with no personnel. One or two of my executives and me. And right. We can test it. And if it doesn't work, what did I lose? Nothing. If it works, we have a revenue line, a new stream. So it's that. It's the commitment to make change. It's a commitment to do and act and move. And the people who do that survive and win. And, you know, a lot of times I get asked the question of, you know, what's the real difference I see between successful people and people who aren't where they want to be? And the true answer is, or winners and losers, if you will, which is the easier way to sum it up. And the only difference between winners and losers is winners do. That's it. Mm. They act. They do it.
So true. I always say that, just do you, because the more you do you, the more you can do for others. I love saying that to people.
And you just got to move, right? I mean, I don't associate well with victim mentality. We're all victims. We all got our face kicked, minus Amazon and a few very specific companies that actually did better because of Corona. 99.5% of the population is a victim because of coronavirus. Okay, right. We're all victims. Right. So we can be a victim. We can cry and pity and have a pity party. And drown and die and wither and for the rest of our lives talk about how, oh, we almost did this, but Corona kicked our ass. Or we pick ourselves up and we fight and we see what happens. Because either way, you're a victim. So you might as well be a victim who overcomes. And then like all great movies or all great hero stories, this is just the mountain you got to climb.
Yeah, so true.
So climb it.
And all the greatest business, some of the greatest businesses haven't done this because, like, think about Sears, like the huge.
Right.
Sears could be Amazon, Target, and Costco because they literally, if they had seen
Blockbuster.
Those, yeah, Blockbuster. Right now, I feel like.
You know, Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix. And you want to know why they didn't?
No.
Because Blockbuster did a case study on their customers. And of course, they interviewed the wrong customers. And their customers told them, or their little case study, or their little internal control thing that they did, their information that they got back is the customers go to Blockbuster because they like to read the back of the boxes.
Oh my God.
And therefore, they were never going to be Netflix shoppers or online video streamers.
Wow.
And really, that's just archaic thinking. All Blockbuster had to do was take all their titles, put them online, and Netflix would never have existed. You'd have Blockbuster.com. is where you would go, and we'd all have a Blockbuster app, and we'd be downloading movies from Blockbuster like we all did in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
But because they failed to adapt and they failed to move forward, they died. There's one left. It's in Alaska.
Wow. And I think that's going to happen right now with AMC and these movie companies because...
Oh, they're gone. Yeah, they're in trouble.
It's like, dude, I mean, they're in trouble. You know,
because our TVs are so good. The quality of our home theater systems is amazing, and we want it now. I don't want to go spend $20 to go sit in an uncomfortable seat. The ones that might survive are those, you know, luxury, cinematic experientials like Cinépolis and those. I don't know, you know, where you are in the world.
Absolutely. But, absolutely.
That's an experience, right? That's different. That's not going to just see a movie. That's a night out. That's a well-prepared dinner with my significant other or a friend. That's an experiential thing versus AMC where I'm sitting like a cattle call in an auditorium uncomfortable with my shoulder to shoulder with people just to watch a movie.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that anymore.
Yep. And they said the drive-ins might come back too. Like, and because people are wanting to have their own space, you know,
so there you go.
the drive-ins might be a valid model to come back. But I absolutely agree with you. It's either going to be the premium experience, but then a lot of them too, just start thinking like, oh shit, sports. And like, I remember being at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, 100,000 people. It's like, oh my God, you're going to want to be with 100,000 people right now? I mean, I still feel, I feel like I'm good, you know, but still you just think of the general public and you're like, oh my God, are sports going to come back the same way? I know we're all waiting for them. The people are excited about the UFC. We're excited for anything we can get, you know? So I know that, right. You know, sports is, especially for guys, it gives us something, you know, to see these people win and lose and these gladiators battling. But yeah, I mean, you are a true gladiator battling, if you want to call it that, in this world of, you know, like you said, it's a craziness. We didn't expect this. And the point is, folks, don't take this time just to zone out, right? Don't take this time just to like stare and just binge watch whatever your favorite show is. Like, take this time to start making some movement in your life. Or if you're in a business where you feel like, oh shit, we're getting overwhelmed, you know, we don't know if we're going to stay alive. Like, this is the time to start thinking like what you said, what are we doing? What can we do? And what can we do? What can we do that we're not doing, you know? And now's right. The time to lean in on those things now, because shit, if you don't make it either way, at least you tried. You know, if Blockbuster didn't make it and bought Netflix and still didn't make it because something else came out, at least they had tried, you know, but
that's right.
But you know, obviously they didn't even try. And now, you know, Netflix is eating up everything. I mean, Netflix and between Netflix and Amazon and obviously Hulu's still there too, but, and Disney Plus now with the, you know, going directly. I mean, these companies are eating up everything. And so you can even look at the cable Comcast and some of these Comcast companies. Are they going to be in existence in 10 years? You know, charging you $150, $200 for shows you can get for $10 or $15 on a scaled down package? You just never know, you know?
No, I mean, you're right. And that's what it is. And it's all that's happened is Corona took what would have taken another 5 to 10 years and sped it up to about 60 days.
Right.
And so it's been catastrophic because, like, you take people like my parents, you know, they're in their 60s. My mom never ordered anything on using PayPal. My mom never used those kinds of things. She still went to JCPenney. She didn't really buy clothes on Amazon. Like, they might buy a few things on Amazon, but they really weren't Amazon shoppers. Now my mom has a PayPal account, a Venmo account. She's buying stuff online. And Nordstrom just came out and announced they're closing like 16 or 20 stores or something. And my mom jokingly said, you know what? I've actually bought more stuff on Nordstrom.com than I ever did going into Nordstrom in the last 60 days. I enjoy it. I probably don't need to go back to Nordstrom.
Wow.
And that mindset for that generation that hadn't yet adopted the online experience, it's a nail in the coffin for brick and mortar big box stores that were holding on. And that's why you see JCPenney, I think they're going to be filing bankruptcy, or they just did. And there's a bunch of them that are going to be unfortunately not returning because their time is over, and they're going to either have to adapt online, or they're going to have to unfortunately wither and die because the times have changed. It's like being a wagon salesman when the Model T came out. It's great how cool your wagon is, but we now have automobiles, and that's just where the world's going, and it's going faster. So I if you're wasting time watching Netflix right now, then that's okay. But don't ask yourself why you're not surviving or why you're not thriving in tomorrow's landscape. You got to be learning. You know, I wake up every morning at 4 a.m. and I'm always learning something outside of my own business because knowledge is power. And knowledge is the ingredient you use to find those opportunities that may or may not exist. So, you know, I highly recommend everybody really start investing in themselves right now and use this time, because coronavirus has created more time for more people. And if you're just using it to binge watch Netflix and drive Netflix stock higher and higher and higher, then you're taking it as a summer vacation when you should be taking it as a boot camp.
Right. Like, this is your time. This is like literally, you might never get this time like this, folks.
I hope you never do.
I hope you never do too. I was talking to my grandma, 92 years old. She's never seen anything like this. I mean, and so this is a unique time. And this is, like you said, this is the time that people that are really going to be acting, doing, moving, shaking, willing to grind, willing to grit. These are the time that the cockroaches, if you want to call them, they always say the cockroaches, like my boys, the Brian Chesky and the people at Airbnb, they just will not die. I mean, they're willing to like sell the Obama O's, and they're willing to, you know, strive, you know, get their business bootstrapped enough to then get it to the next level. And this is the time, folks, right now to literally step up. Right. So, but now we really appreciate you sharing your story, but we're going to also now take you in and get into you with the top 10. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Laptop or smartphone?
Smartphone.
Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Movies or video games?
Movies.
Reading books or listening to books?
Listening to books.
Do you do Audible?
I do.
Nice. Stocks or real estate?
Workout.
Huh? Oh, when you work out. Oh, yeah. That's a good tip right there, folks. A lot of us listen to music, but it's a great thing to do is listen to your Audible, right?
That's right. I mean, I it's the easiest time to learn. I work out every day, so I learn every day.
I love that. I'll go take my daughter for a walk, and then like I'm listening to a whole book. I'm learning all the time, and I'm just listening and walking. Best of both worlds, folks. You just anything that you're doing that you can basically be driving and listening to a book, you should probably be doing that. I mean, music is great for its moments, but it's never going to really build your knowledge base, right? I mean, it's going to kind of just keep you in that same almost Netflix and chill mode.
That's true.
And there's a moment for music. And that's why kind of like, you know, you hold yourself to having all this other stuff and then you get your music and you're like, oh yeah, my music's here. Stocks or real estate?
Stocks.
Oceans or lakes?
Lakes.
Do you have favorite stock right now? Something to get people through Shopify?
Shopify. It's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. Yeah. Shopify and Peloton.
Ooh, Peloton. That's another good one, folks. Peloton. Shopify, man. If you're a business owner, I always suggest putting money outside your business. I remember I saw Shopify, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a $33 stock. That thing has had like a 900% run on your. So if you just took $5,000, folks, and put it outside your business, your shit would have been worth a lot more. And you could have tapped back into that right now, you know. And there's a lot of them sitting there like that right now, you know. Even Etsy right now, they said they did $180 million last month in mask sales.
Etsy's great. I mean, but I think if you see what I think Shopify is an absolute game changer, and it's going to be trading in the thousands very soon.
Right. It's going to be one of those ones that you just never would. Well, thank God Robinhood and these platforms have fractionalized stocks. So you could buy Shopify with $50. You could, you know, you're owning a fraction of one share, but still it's still investing in the company.
That's right.
Because that's the only downside with these stocks getting so big, you know, because it kind of eliminates, you know, a 20-year-old, you know, oh shit, I'm going to buy a $700 stock, you know, and they get kind of scared. But now they can put $20 into it. You know, you put $20 a week into Shopify. If you're using Shopify, if you're doing anything with a product, that's how I invest, is you should be actually buying the stock, right? It's like,
well, you just nailed it. That's the advice that was given to me from some very good friends of mine who live and breathe this space, and it's buy what you know, buy what you buy.
Yes.
So I have a wife and two daughters, and you know, years ago, my oldest is 14, my youngest is 8, and my wife and I've owned Lululemon since they were trading at 40. I own Ulta.
Ultimate.
Because because it's makeup and Disney's a great opportunity to buy right now. It's down big and Disney's not going anywhere. And Disney's a good one because again, buy what you know. I own a Peloton. I have Peloton. I use Shopify. I own Shopify. I buy my dog foods through Chewy.com. I own Chewy.com. Buy what you know because you're a consumer. You understand the business. If it's a good business and you use it and you have a stock portfolio, invest. You don't always have to like invest in things you don't understand. And that's where you get in trouble because you don't understand it. But if you understand the consumer, I know what Shopify does. I know its technology. I'm an active user of it for my business and I see the power of it. So I know it's not going anywhere. It's a strong, strong business. And a fun fact about Shopify is it was actually seeded by Amazon, which is almost never done. So,
shit, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one could argue it's because Amazon's trying to make sure that there's competition for them so they don't ever get monopolized. And it's kind of like what Microsoft did for Apple.
Gotcha.
So just know that. And if you got some money, throw it at Shopify.
Yep. Yep. I say, hey, if you're a small time investor, folks, put $20 a week in your favorite stock. If it's Shopify, Disney, Starbucks, wherever you're shopping, you know, wherever you're using you as a consumer, it's just the greatest tip in the world. It's a Warren Buffett investment strategy. It's just buy what you know, you know. Don't get into high tech, you know, pharmaceutical stocks because you probably don't know what the hell they are. You know, people get into the penny stocks and they're like, oh, well, stocks are a scam. It's like, come on, dude. You bought a stock that's a penny stock. Why, when you wake up in the morning, Jeff, you look at yourself in the mirror, you're getting ready for the day. Why do you love being you?
Because I'm tenacious. I'm relentless, and I've always been born with that. And You know, it doesn't make me the most popular guy in school. It doesn't make me the most fun guy to have at a party. And sometimes I drive people nuts because I don't do excuses well and I don't let people slack. And so I'm rough around the edges, but I love it for me because it keeps me moving forward. And I know that no matter what life throws at me, I'll survive because I'm tenacious and relentless and I can get through it and I'm not going to be a victim.
Right. And you always pivot. You always be willing to change. That's the most important thing. Always be willing to change.
If you enjoy the journey more than the destination, you'll survive. Mm. People get stuck because they're comfortable. They're like, oh, I don't want to work hard. Well, I love working hard.
Right. So this is the time you're like, yeah, baby, let's go.
I mean, listen, there's opportunity everywhere right now.
Absolutely.
Using even the stock market. It's a great example. Disney's trading at 106.
Right.
It was 150 3 months ago.
Absolutely.
This is Disney.
Disney. It's not going anywhere. It's got tons of assets.
This is a brand that, I mean, if Disney goes out of business, we're all fucked.
Right.
So
it's not happening. Yeah, it's not happening.
You have the power to see undervalued investment opportunities across the gamut, from companies to stocks to very soon, unfortunately, real estate.
Right. Right.
So there's an opportunity here, and if you don't have cash, that's okay. To your point, invest $10.
Yeah. Just start small, man. Anything's better than nothing. Anything.
I use for fun. It's small, but I use a product, Acorn. And if you're listening to this,
yep.
Send me a message and I'll send you my referral link and we'll each get an extra $5 with Acorn.
Right.
You get $5 and you do it $5 a week. It just goes into your stock market. And you know what? Fine. If you only do $5 a week, it's not going to be a lot of money at the end of the year, but it's something.
It's the discipline too. As an investor, that's the most important thing, is the discipline. Because when these moments of pain happen, you're like, holy shit. You know, I remember I got lucky getting to Bitcoin into the 200 range and went to 20,000 within a few years. And it was like, oh my God, I remember selling for $2,000. And 2 months later, it was 20. From $2,000, one, and 2 months later, it turned into $20,000.
You can't beat that.
But the point is, and I didn't sell it. I sold that too. You know what I mean? I sold some on two. I sold some at six. I sold some at 20 along the way. But the point is, I will be straight up with you, is that you never can time it either. So I think that's the other thing. People's misguided thing on investing is they try to time it at the right low or the right time. But right now is just a good time to buy, basically, on certain companies. I mean, it really is. Do you think you'll ever retire, Jeff?
Like formally, like sit on my ass and do nothing and just stare outside.
I can't
see
that. I can't see you ever doing that shit.
No, I won't do that.
Keep those synapses going, baby.
Well, I think when you retire and you stop using your brain and you stop pushing your boundaries, I mean, unfortunately, I think that's when people pass away. You look at centenarians and people over 100 years old, they're still challenging themselves mentally and physically, and they have something to live for. So I have too much interest in too many things that, I mean, look, I don't have to work my ass off to make money my whole life. So yes, but I might want to do it philanthropically. I might want to do it, you know, just for educational purposes. I might want to do it just to see the world, but no, sit on my ass and just stare out the window is not me.
Doesn't seem like a way to go. Doesn't seem like the way to go. And I think more and more people are moving that way. I hear it more as I interview people and as I talk to people. It's like more people are wanting to stay in the game, especially entrepreneurs, I think, more than just a regular person working at a 9-to-5. But tell us, how about your routine? Yeah, it sounds like you wake up at 4 a.m., how do you start your day? What do you do? What's your routine?
So, I mean, I just wake up. I don't set an alarm. I just wake up at about 4:30. I do emails for about 45 minutes till around 5, just on my phone in bed. Get really tackle all those emails and the stuff that I want to, that is taking away from my time, but just to get it done. Around 5:15, I get up, I walk my dog. I have a gym in my house now, so I work out till about 6:15. My daughter my youngest wakes up. I make her breakfast. I hang with her for a little while. 7:30. I'm ready to hit my day. I work all day. 6:30. I come home. I have dinner with the family. Then I hang with them till about 8:30. I do some more emails and stuff till about 10 and call it a day.
That's the life right there. You get to build a life around you or your family too, because you get to be present with them. That's the most important thing too, because you aren't going to get back these time with your daughters, with your family, right?
Right.
That's the bottom line, is you just don't get the time. That's the best, one of the best things about, if you're not an entrepreneur right now and you're thinking about, I need to start a business. I found an opportunity. My boy Jeff said, I need to lean in. I need to get these things going here. It's like the time is the best thing. It's like, what, you know, you get this time to control when you want to work. You can work in the morning. You can work it at night. You can be with your family and be present at dinner at night. You know, a lot of dads can't say that. sadly, you know? And so shout out to you, my man. Shout out to you for that. Do you have a favorite app on your phone or something you like using on a daily basis?
Like a favorite app?
Like a favorite tool?
I mean, I just use the apps app. I use my apps that I use in my life. So I use, you know, Instagram, E-Trade, yes, my Peloton app, my email app, but that's about it.
How do you like your Peloton?
I love it. I didn't think I was going to like it. I wasn't into cycling. I'd never really been a cyclist, but when I used to go to the gym every morning, and once I couldn't do that anymore, I had to find a new release. And so now I'm hitting, you know, I run on the treadmill. I have a treadmill, but I run on the treadmill. I do videos like beach body stuff or, you know, insanity and those things just to keep my heart rate going. And then I introduce cycling, and now I'm doing Peloton 3-4 times a week, and I love it.
That's
bad. I'm all in on this community. I didn't know that I would. I tried it. They offer 30-day free, or you pay for it, but you can return it for free for 30 days. And, you know, honestly, I told my wife when we bought it, I said, you know what? I'm probably going to return it. I doubt I'll like it. And I love it.
Wow. So I'm shout out to Peloton. They've done a great job to teach you and keep you engaged in their community.
Yeah. You know what? They added enough of the things. There's a competitive element, so you can compete against everyone else who's doing that video or that class that day.
Right.
Also lifetime. So the competitive nature gets inside of you, and then you start to see progress, and you got your whole thing. And I can do a class with a friend, and we can actually see each other on the screens. Like, just the whole experience, Peloton nailed it. So shout out to Peloton. Not just because I'm a shareholder, but shout out to Peloton. I only became a shareholder because I loved it.
And they really leaned in, I guess, on, I mean, they got some, they, I guess they can't even, they're making so many damn Pelotons. They can't even, you know, they can't even keep up with the demand right now. Cause like you said, gyms are closed. People are finding alternatives. I worry a little bit about the gym industry a little bit. Oh, yeah. Because people have built some home gyms. I mean, more and more people I've seen in fitness have built their own kind of more bigger home gyms. And I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to go back to the gym, but do they think?
Oh, they're not. I mean, look, I went to the gym 6 days a week. I was a member of 24 Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, and Bay Club in California, just so I always had access to a gym.
Right.
So no matter where I was or what I had in my day, I could always get it in, and no excuses. And I've invested probably close to 10 grand in my home gym since Corona.
Right.
And I'm going to cancel. I mean, I bought a 2-year deal with LA. So when that expires, I'm done. My 24 Hour Fitness, I've been a member since my family, since it was Family Fitness. So I pay $5 a month. So I'll never cancel it just because it's not money. Right. But the next time you see me in a gym will probably be when I travel and I can't use my home gym. So in San Diego, I won't be going back to the gym. I'm going to be canceling my Bay Club membership. LA Fitness is done. And my wife used to do Orange Theory. She's not going to go back to that. She loves our home gym. So it can't just be us, right? Even if the gyms come back, a large percentage of people are going to stop going because they've invested in that home gym. I mean, Pelotons are on back order 4 or 5 weeks. So if you want one, you got to order it now, and you're going to get it in June, but order it now.
Right. Yeah. Order it now. And they got a badass treadmill too on there. I'm saying, oh my God.
I've never tried that. We already had a treadmill, so I didn't get their treadmill. But we use their app. The great thing about their app, just so you know, is this is what I didn't realize, is their app has programs and training way outside of cycling. I mean, they have a treadmill app. They have an outdoor running course. They have yoga. They have weightlifting.
Wow.
They have all these other stretching. So if you want to do some yoga, and you're a member of Peloton, you open the app and you get to experience all of their, you know, yoga classes, if you will, through Peloton, even without even the bike. So you don't even need the bike to join. They're giving 30-day free memberships on their app. Look at me. I'm like a champion for Peloton.
Man, they got to get you as a brand evangelist, baby. No, seriously. But you love the product.
Send me a shirt, Peloton.
And some stocks too, baby. Send my boy some stocks too, because, you know, I don't know if you can do that ethically, but whatever. You know, send my boy something, because I think I'll take
a t-shirt.
It's truly an amazing business, and I do fear for them a little bit, you know, but this is the time for them to lean in. You know, I've seen, Planet Fitness is doing, like, trying to go online and try to do more stuff online and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because they realize probably people are going to impede on their business. Sounds like, you know, companies like Peloton have done a great job just creating tons of content that you can access on your phone easily and then train yourself. It's going to be very interesting. Last couple questions for you, my man. I know you're busy. Is this, if you could sit down for a chicken dinner with anyone in the world and they're coming to you today, who would you want to have flying on that plane to come see you, my man?
So unfortunately, my answer to that question is different than it always would have been. Would have said Kobe. I would always would have said Kobe Bryant.
Kobe. God damn it.
Unfortunately, he passed away. So I can't say it would be Kobe Bryant. So since it can't be Kobe Bryant, the other person that I would say that if I could meet anybody in the world to sit down with right now, it'd probably be Elon Musk.
Yes.
Unbelievable. It'd probably be Elon Musk.
Have you seen his recent interview with Joe Rogan?
I did. Yes. He's a genius. Whether you like him or love him, it doesn't matter. There's times I think I hate him. There's times I love him. I don't have any Tesla, anything. But I love people who don't see the world in the traditional boxes that everyone else does. And that's someone who doesn't see the world in the traditional boxes. And, I would just like to sit down and just have a good, meaningful conversation, trade ideas, challenge his way of thinking, have him challenge mine, and just have one of those good mental battles for an hour and have some chicken.
And I think you could too, man. I think everyone's got different types of personalities, but you are, like you said, tenacious. I think you could handle it. Sometimes you see him when he responds, he's kind of like almost like a robot. He's like really takes time to think about it, and then he like responds. You know, it's very interesting the way he talks and Mark Zuckerberg. When they interview and when you see them, they really sometimes will think about it before they respond, even almost an uncomfortable amount of time. When we typically as humans respond quickly and they think about that shit. You know what I mean? And like, it's like, oh my God, is this like a cyborg? And we're like in a, like, is this the smartest cyborg on the planet? And you have to give him just a ton of credit for changing our world, because I mean, all the things he's doing, from Tesla to SpaceX to the Boring Company to the Neuralink. I mean, the guy is just going in and changing possibly, you know, people that would have strokes. You know, I have two family members, both my grandpa and my mother-in-law that had strokes. And so if they could do anything where they could possibly get their normal life back together at some point, I mean, just these amazing accomplishments that, like you said, normal people aren't thinking of this way, you know?
That's right.
Normally we just take a rocket and throw it away after we're done. Hey, shit, the taxpayers are paying for it. Let's just throw that shit away. So last question for you is, where can people find more about the business and also find Jeff online? Where's the best place for people to find you?
Easy, everbowl.com. You can learn all about Everbowl. We're selling franchises all across the country. We have interest literally internationally now. So if you're interested in opening one, anywhere you are, give us a call. We have the most disruptive franchise model available. We have our own construction arm, so we build your stores. You can learn about Later Bowls at shop.everbowl.com or everbowl.com. Click the word Later Bowls. You can always reach me at connect@jefffenster.com or on Instagram, Fenster Jeff, or any of the other social media platforms. I love all types of conversations, criticism, feedback, suggestions, ideas. I don't care. If you hate me, tell me about it. If you have an idea, send it. Question, ask. Let's just have good communication and let's disrupt the world together.
I love it, man. I love your energy, Jeff. I love that you say you're tenacious, because you are tenacious. And the second that I got a chance I knew I was going to interview, I was pumped, because I knew that we were going to be going through some different times. And like what you explained to me in your story is just amazing, how your business has evolved and expanding. And I know that you're going to even be selling more of these letter bowls everywhere. I'm going to get a new customer order right here. My boy T Huff's getting an order. You get an order, like Oprah says. You get an order over there, Oprah says. The point is that your business is going to continue to evolve, my man, because of who you are. I shout out to you for being a great father. Sounds like you're a great husband. We didn't get into that, but the point is, you're a great man. And so just keep being a great guy, man. Keep doing the things that you do, doing, acting, and moving. Folks, you've been hanging out with Jeff Fenster and Travis Too Tall Enough. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm a big fan. Don't only listen to me, but listen to everyone else that comes on this show, because it can change your life. Just ideas from others, whether they're above you or below you, it doesn't matter. Just always learn. Everyone has some value to give.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times, and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now and take it seriously. So
come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services at little to no cost for most of the businesses. And some businesses, you know, you're going to have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us. Realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out. And we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.